This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, we've got a very exciting guest joining us in the studio.
That now, we do.
Chapel has got a host of fantastic events all year round.
Oh, they have great shows all the time. And we are very excited about this one. When the email came through, it piqued both of our attention, didn't it, Robbie?
It did. Well, it was a very well-worded email and it was very complimentary. We are joined in the studio, the team from Ghosted, Michael, writer, director, Gabrielle, and cast member Jaden.
Hello.
Hey,
guys, welcome.
Now, when we grabbed this is, I think, what we thought was really entertaining, is it's a show that takes the ghosting to a whole nother level. Those that don't know what ghosting is when you kind of hook up with somebody and then you ignore them online. Robbie's married, so he says he's never done it. Don't believe it. I have. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely something that I've done. It's something that happens to me far too much. So how did the inspiration come about? It was from a life experience, not the death part, but because, I didn't explain. In the show, it takes ghosting to another level because a character dies. There's something there. We'll get to that.
Yes, great.
Thankfully, never been haunted after a really bad Grindr hookup. But
I thought you were going to say horny, not haunted. So I thought we were going in a completely different direction.
Yeah, no, I don't. The idea sort of just came to me. I guess ghosting is such a phenomenon. I don't know if that's the right word.
We all do it now. It's the nightmare of social media.
Yeah, it's too easy because you don't have the person's face there.
I even ghost in text messaging and in everything. Like, you go, I'll get back to that, and I still haven't replied to Robbie's text.
Got like a dentist calling, being like, you need to come for a checkup. It's like, sorry, who?
Yeah, that's the tax man and me, quite frankly, but that's a whole other story.
We were playing around with an idea for a TV style play, so it's episodes.
Oh,
and
nice.
I wasn't actually that keen to do any additional work at that phase in my life. And
ghosting work.
I was like, nah, I don't want to do any shows, I'm tired. And then I read the idea that Mikey came up with and I was like, oh, okay, this is really clever. It's so, so fun. It's so like a sitcom.
Break it down for us then.
Right, so it's about a young man named Oliver. He's having a bit of a tough time, so he decides to hop on Grindr, see what happens, invite a stranger around for some company, and he ends up with this guy named Kyle, who's played by Jaden, and things do not go well, which should probably not be a...
Sorry, Jaden, are you the bad lay?
Yes. Oh, well, No, they don't even get to that. They don't even get to that. He's just a menace, really.
He's just a wild one.
The world's worst Grindr hookup come to life on stage.
See, that would have been so much fun to write.
Fun to watch.
Yeah. Very, very fun to play.
Yeah.
So Kyle goes to ghost Oliver, gets run down by his getaway vehicle, and trapped in the apartment as a ghost. Literal ghosting.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then we have to watch the ghost dealing with the boredom and also being stuck in a small space with someone he really doesn't like.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Who he's tried to run away from. So it's really, really awkward, but that's basically where it starts. I don't want to give away too much. Yeah.
That is a... How often have you ghosted a person? I'm like, there's got to be serious life ghosting experience to be able to be inspired in this way.
Well, I think I've been ghosted more than I've done the ghosting. So I can definitely relate to Oliver more than Kyle in this instance.
I think we all feel like that's the case. I think it resonates more when it's done to you. You try to forget about it when you do it to other people.
Has it been fun rehearsing and getting ready? I mean, you've still got a couple of weeks before you're on at Chapel Off Chapel, but has it been a lot of fun getting into the, playing around with it all?
Yeah, heaps of fun. The more we've, as the weeks go on, it just keeps getting, we're just finding new things and it's getting more absurd and just
it sounds
more
really
fun.
Funny.
To,
yeah, like, I guess when you
taking
think,
more risks with it. And
when you think there's a play about a ghost... But it just sounds really hilarious in my mind. Like, is it a massive comedy?
It's straight up comedy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because it sounded so much fun that we messaged each other immediately when we got the email about the show and just went, this sounds really awesome and a whole heap of fun. So you must be having a ball rehearsing and everything.
It is so fun. It's ridiculous. I got a headache from laughing last night at rehearsals. And I think that you guys are finding more and more in the characters as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our inspiration's been Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, that's massive. All right.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine meets Andy Warhol. That's what I've been thinking the whole time. So,
two major extremes.
Yeah.
And then cram them into a chapel.
And I promise you, you will not be bored. So people might not like what I make, but you at least will not be bored. Well, I promise you.
Why would you think that they wouldn't like it?
That's just realistic. Tastes can be, you know, different.
Well, okay.
Style, you know, whatever.
This is like the Lady Gaga thing where you like it. You know, I don't care if they hate me or like me as long as they just don't care. Yeah. As long as they don't care.
As long as there's heaps of colour, I'm happy.
Yeah.
As long as there's lots happening on that stage and it provokes a lot of different things. I guess I'm just wondering, are there any special effects? Because in my mind, I'm thinking like the original Ghost the movie, and I'm like, do we have a pottery moment or anything like that?
I think this is Jaden's been having to pretend to be a ghost, so I reckon he has his head around this the most. How have you been doing?
Is there
been
a method acting to it? Did you just come in one day and everyone ignored you?
Gab did lock me. Well, not lock me, but she made me stay. She didn't lock me in a room, no. I was able to escape, but I was told that I had to stay in a certain particular section and I wasn't allowed to have anything. I couldn't have my phone or anything on me and I just had to entertain myself, basically.
The only thing you could think of is your phone.
Oh, well, you don't use it that much. But yeah, I even wanted to just look at my script. Nope, not allowed. Just walk around and just be stuck in this apartment, which is what Kyle is.
So how long did you do that for?
Would have been a good half hour. I was allowed a wine, though, so that's
what I'm not evil.
Sign me up. This is great progress.
I want to be a ghost.
Gosh.
It wasn't all bad.
Guys, the show sounds fantastic. The energy from you guys, if that's anything like what the show is like, I'm sure it's great. Now, it all kicks off on the 30th of May. Mm-hmm. Three performances?
Four if you're including the matinee.
Ah, excellent. Great. For us that like to get up early, team. Yeah.
I think what I'm excited about the most is, I mean, we know the setup now. We understand where it all sits, but where it's going to go, because he's there, he's alone, but he can't interact. What's going to happen?
And we've got to say that he's got his best friend who is codependent, Jordan, and she's like a beam of joy whenever she comes in. So they try to get rid of him. So they try all these things. Like they get a vanquishing spell from Dolly.
Gotta love Jolly Doctor.
And they end up speaking to a medium that works in a call center by day, and she comes over to help. Like there's a lot. There's a priest.
There's a lot of fun going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of action.
Oh, look, this sounds absolutely awesome. It's Ghosted. It's a new LGBTI story coming to Chapel of Chapel at the end of this month.
We can give some tickets if you like as well.
Unfortunately, we can't do that.
Sorry.
But
I apologize.
We had to plan in advance. We should have talked about that before. There's a whole thing we could have done, but too late. We can always do something on our social media when the show comes, before the show opens at the end of the month. It's at the end of the month, but why not get your tickets right now? Yes. Jump onto chapel.chapel. That's not the website.
chapeloffchapel.com
and grab yourself your tickets. We put the information up on our social media as well. It's there right now because this sounds like an absolute hoot and you're not going to want to miss it. Ghosted, coming to Chapel Off Chapel.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, thank you so much for coming and joining
us. Thank you.
It's been an absolute hoot. I didn't even know anyone was in the studio. It's that much ghosting going on.
No, better actors. Look at them.
We're going to ghost you now.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.